i podcast di radiobue.it.
Ci tuffiamo un po' nel giovedì pomeriggio in un mondo diverso, in a different world, maybe, I don't know, Melanie, if I'm right, because we are jumping in a new world for us, because we are kind of discovering Sri Lanka and the Sri Lankan habitudes. So welcome again, Melanie.
Yes, hi guys, how are you doing? Come stai?
Come, oh, great, great pronunciation also.
Well, I know that much, like, don't underestimate me. I know a bit of it, not a lot, a bit
okay,
of Italian.
Okay,
so, as I promised last time, I thought of introducing all you guys to the culture of tea, which is the culture and the lifestyle of Sri Lanka.
We're not talking about England, but we're talking about Sri
Lanka. Yes, we make tea,
okay.
And they sell it there.
Okay.
So that's how it works. That's how the business works.
So let's make the point clear. We make the tea.
It's called Ceylon tea or Ceylon tea.
Okay, what's the correct pronunciation?
In Sri Lanka,
it's Ceylon?
Ceylon is like the old name for Sri Lanka.
Okay.
So still it's been known by the old name.
Okay.
So tea is like the English word, but in my language we call it tea.
Like in Italian. Okay, yeah. Great. Connections.
There's green tea, black tea, like the common ways of having coffee. You can have it black or you can mix milk with it, whatever. But did you know that you can bake cakes with tea?
Cakes?
Yeah, you can make
like
cocktails with tea. You
no
can make
cocktails.
Mocktails.
No
you can
cocktails.
Make mojito and also desserts into salads. Like basically we use tea with everything.
Yeah.
So you can have tea in whatever way you want. So that's how we do
for
it.
For example, an example of cocktail with the tea?
Yeah, I don't know the exact recipe.
Yeah, but
I've had it. It's amazing. It's just one ingredient into it which spices things up.
Okay.
And we also have spiced tea with cardamom and cinnamon and all that, which is very, very strong.
Say cardamom again.
Cardamom.
Oh my God. Voglio un tè subito. I need a tea right now, right here.
and it's a common practice. We solve a lot of problems over a cup of tea. So the minute
when you get angry, the first thing you do is like having a cup of tea.
Well, the thing is, if you have a cup of tea, any food is going to taste good. That's a Sri Lankan belief. And if you go to any household in Sri Lanka, they will definitely serve you tea.
Yeah, but is there any time in the journey you have to drink tea, like 5 o'clock for the English people?
All day long.
Okay.
Any time of the day is perfect for a cup of tea.
Okay, great. So I didn't know about the cocktails. Yeah, and I'm not interested in cocktails at all.
I might be able to share a few recipes. Like, I don't know exactly how to make it, but then it's like innovative ways of doing it. We even have a tea radio channel.
Whoa.
One of the brands in one of the famous brands in Sri Lanka, like they came up with this. So everything innovative around tea, so which is very nice. And there's a common habit, like the girls, have you heard of this term called high tea, where the girls like get together and have like, you know, their chit chats over a cup of tea and then even nibble
it's
something.
It's not a lesbian thing.
It's like friends hanging out together, like, you know.
So in Italy you see,
so we have tea lounges.
Wow.
Yes, in Italy, you were saying something.
Okay, in Italy, you see lots of people drinking tea like an habitude, or like more, you know, I don't know, before going to bed or something like this. What's your experience
in Italy,
about?
I don't think people really know a lot about tea.
They're more interested in coffee.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
But we will learn.
Yeah, surely.
Okay.
You have
thank
to.
You very, thank you very
great.
Much, Melanie.
No
a
problem.
A cup of tea right here, right now. What's the flavor we decide for right here?
I don't know. Oh my gosh.
Black?
I can't think of one. Black? No.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. That's a problem.
Trova i nostri podcast su iTunes U e ascoltaci ovunque. Radio 2.it. We play different and everywhere.